It's fun to talk about retirement. Everybody seems to have retirement kind of built in their world as a financial thing. And in reality is, most of us may be prepared for that. It's everything else that we're not prepared for. What are we going to do every day? How are we going to spend our time? I just finished a book on retirement. It said, ever since you started kindergarten, your day's been pretty well scheduled. Somebody told you when to get up, when to have breakfast, when to meet the bus. And again, you got into high school and college, and then you got a job and you had to report for work. So that's part of the challenge, is figure out what are the next things. I'm pretty sure I'll still spend some time contributing to the Ohio AgNet and maybe Ohio Secretary Journal, as it's hard to give up 30 plus years of being involved in agriculture and just walk away. So I'm sure there'll be several different things that have opportunities there to be able to do that. So you'll probably still hear me on the WCSM, maybe with some regularity. We'll wait and see, but no official retirement until the end of this year. So we've got a lot of time to talk about that and do some planning, but I've got our first grandson. So I keep telling everybody I'm going to be a stay-at-home grandpa. There may be something to that yet. We'll see how all that develops, and we'll see if Zane likes me enough to be able to do that with some regularity. And, of course, probably some travel around the state. You never know what speaking engagements, things might be going on. And, of course, the rest of this year, I'm looking forward to a good county fair circuit. And, you know, the Ohio State Fair, when you get to thinking about it, really isn't that far off, Kevin. Oh, definitely. I mean, a lot of the feeding farmers sometimes have gotten into the northern part of your area. We used to do some things with AgriGold early on, where they went out in the spring and we took food to either producers or sat at a grain elevator and met everybody coming through. And I've got friends from college still in Mercer County, so we try to get together with some regularity. We actually cut wood for our fraternity house clear back in the early days and hauled it down to Columbus so that we could buy some new furniture for the fraternity house. So things go way back, and it's just fun to keep tabs on what's happening there. And people say, you know, what do you remember most about doing broadcasts? And I'm like, well, I really enjoy helping people tell their stories, whether that's an individual farmer, whether that's a business, whether it's a young 4-H or FFA member at the county fair. That's just kind of been my challenge from day one, is how do I help people tell their story? And there's been a lot of great stories to tell, and a number of them from your listening area.